You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers for MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition. As always, joined by Mark Sheldon. Mark's in Washington as the Reds close out the first half of the season against the Nationals and then on to Miami for a series against the Marlins. How you doing, Mark?
Bill, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great, coming off a good July 4th here in Chicago. And as we're talking tonight, the Reds will reach the mathematical midpoint of the season. So why wait until the All-Star break to review the first half? I know it's not been the one that was drawn up there in Cincinnati. Right now the Reds projecting to 73 wins and expected to be sellers of talent after the All-Star break. When you look back to the first half, what would you say has been the biggest disappointment?
A great question. I don't even know exactly where to begin. I guess it would say the offense, in a lot of ways, has not been what was expected. I think you kind of knew there would be some challenges with the pitching staff, losing two starting pitchers. You knew the bullpen may have a little bit of trouble, but you really did expect the lineup to have more production and be more consistent because of all the talent they had. And some of it was wrecked because of injuries, but also a lot of it was just wrecked because guys didn't have the kind of a seasons they expected so far. It's been better than it was in April and part of May, but I think that when they go back and do the autopsy on the first half, that's going to be something that really, really shows up as, wow, they didn't get the production they really wanted. I mean, you have Billy Hamilton, the leadoff hitter, now batting ninth behind the pitcher. Joey Votto has had a good season, but not a great Joey Votto season. Jay Bruce is still trying to find himself. There's just been a few guys that have not performed well. Todd Frazier, of course, has been doing very well, but he hasn't had enough people to join him.
Well, that middle infield, Brandon Phillips, in and out of injuries, and Zach Cozart playing well and then lost. So it does seem like it's been sort of all over the field, and a big injury behind the plate too. So, yeah, they have sort of taken it everywhere. When you do look at that team, though, what would you say has gone right? What would you say has been the best thing about the first half?
Well, definitely Todd Frazier. He's having what could be a historic season as far as the Reds are concerned. He's on pace for 50 homers, more than 40 doubles, and he'd be the first Red hitter ever to do 40 doubles and 40 homers in a season. He's played really well defensively. He obviously is going to start now in the All-Star game. He's a nice success story. You look at a guy on kind of a less heralded one is J.J. Hoover, who had an absolute disaster of a season in 2014. He lost 10 games in a row, had an ERA in, you know, around 5. And this year, you could make a case for him that he does deserve a nod to the All-Star game, even though I don't think he'll get one. But he's had a sensational year. He's taken over as the eighth inning guy after a lot of other people did not do the job. And I think he'll be a quieter success story, but he definitely deserves some recognition.
I know this is going to be a hard thing to sum up, but if you could put this into just a limited number of words, how do you think, how are fans looking at where the franchise is now? I think from 10,000 feet away, you look at it and you see Cueto last year of contract, Leak last year of contract. Certainly with Cueto, contract too big for the team payroll. Leak, who knows? You know, I would think both guys would be shopped and traded at some point after the All-Star game. How are fans looking at that?
Well, you kind of see it through two different prisms. You see it from just general fandom, which I think is mixed. I think there's still a lot of fans that are very supportive of the team, but at the same time, they're also realistic that things aren't going well and that it's time to sell. And then you look through the prism of Twitter, which is almost entirely negative, at least from the feedback I get. And they've been wanting to sell since before spring training started. So it's, I think a lot of fans in overall, both through social media and just in, you know, encountering people, I think are ready to move on to next year in a lot of ways. Even though the Reds are not that far below 500, and they're not necessarily out of the wild card race. I think they're already looking to see what the team can do in terms of rebuilding, and I think they've already kind of prepped themselves for the loss of some significant talent. I'm not sure how significant it's going to be. They still really haven't tipped their hand of where they're going to go. Bob Castellini remains the next factor. He's been very opposed to selling in the past, so it'll be interesting to see what they do. But I think some fans have just said, okay, let's move on to 2016, see what the rebuilding can bring, and they hope it's not too long of a rebuilding. I think sometimes when fans ask for rebuilding, they don't have to be careful what they wish for, because some teams rebuild perpetually, so you don't want that if you're a fan of the Reds.
If the Reds do trade the starting pitchers, it'll open up spots, and there was talk in the last week about Tony Cingrani having an opportunity to move back in the rotation and get stretched out and get another good look as a starting pitcher. I wonder, Aroldis Chapman, you also hear his name in trade rumors, but he's under the Reds' control through 2016. Could you ever see the Reds giving Aroldis Chapman a look as a starting pitcher?
I used to think that they would a couple years ago. I really thought it was something that could have happened and maybe should have happened. But I think now it's past that now. I don't see the Reds and making Chapman into a starter. He loves closing. He loves the ninth inning. He's been opposed to it almost from the beginning. I think once they kind of gave him a taste of what closing was like, I don't think he ever wanted to go back. So, no, I don't see him starting again.
Hey, we mentioned Todd Frazier made the late push to get past Matt Carpenter and grab that starting third baseman spot on the National League All-Star team. Wire to wire, good player, good in the field, you know, having this potentially record-setting season in some ways at the plate. It seems to me it's just been steady development for him. But is there anything you can point to for a key to how when not much has gone right around him in the lineup, he's been able to keep his focus, cool, whatever, and not get dragged down, that he's having a big season when the others around him are struggling?
I think for him, in the more subjective way of evaluating, he's very confident, and he's one of those guys I've really rarely ever seen him get down on himself, or if he is, it's a very temporary time. He never is afraid of going out there and trying to do better. As far as on the baseball side, he has a very unorthodox swing that some people have called ugly or whatever you want to call it, but it does work for him, and he's able to have some, even on those pitches that are away from the strike zone, he seems to have a plan that he can go reach down and go after some of these really bizarre pitches that pitchers try to beat him with, and he can hit it, whether it's with one hand. One time several years ago, it was with no hands. He can do a lot of things, and he still has a lot of power, and Great American Ballpark, of course, helps a little bit. But he's able, even on the road, to maximize the strike zone by being able to hit a lot of different places and hit to all fields. I think that really helps him a lot. Even though he can pull it, I've seen him go the other way, too, and it seems to work for him.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. Enjoy the run-up to the All-Star Game and the rare chance to cover the All-Star Game from the host writer's perspective. I know you'll be a busy man. For Mark Sheldon, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.